Good morning. This is Commissioner Boucher for Sunday morning. I hope you're up listening and enjoying this conversation. You must not have much to do. I'm only joking. It's an honor to give these presentations to the public for you to listen and find out what's going on. Recently, we have on the agenda the Kerwin Report on Education coming out of Annapolis in the General Assembly. There's a lot going on with this. It's going to be a tremendous new expense to the counties. And as always, the unfunded potential mandates come down from above and they hit the bottom level of government, which is us, the county commissioners, and they expect us to pay for it. They seem to act like they're the heroes by making up all this stuff, and then we actually become the villains when we have to finance it. But fortunately, Governor Hogan has taken a stance with no new taxes. He is drawing a line and fighting for us at the local level. And I think it's important that we as local people support his position and voice our opposition to these unfunded mandates. Now, granted, education is a wonderful thing, and we all do everything we can to support our students and make them competitive. But sometimes we heap more and more layers of bureaucracy onto the system, and we're not really getting a return on our investment. So please stay tuned and pay attention to the Kerwin Report and what happens in the next legislative session and see what comes out of it. But always remember to support the governor on his position and your Carroll County delegation, who do a wonderful job representing their positions as fiscal conservatives. This past week, myself and my fellow commissioners attended the MACO, the Maryland Association of County Summer Conference. That was very informative. I got a dose of reality about what's coming with the Kerwin Report or the Kerwin Commission, how we'll finance it. Our budget director, Ted Zaleski, gave us a really good presentation about what we're potentially faced with and how difficult it's going to be. You know, in the past, when we entered into recessions, we had different resources we could fall back on. But this time, it looks like we've exhausted all those resources in the past, and we cannot fall back on them. So we have some very, very tough decisions in front of us, and we're looking forward to working with the leadership of Budget Director Ted Zaleski. He does a wonderful job as well and is highly respected throughout the state. So a big thank you goes out to Mr. Zaleski. While we were down there in Ocean City, our commissioner board also met with Secretary of Transportation Pete Ron. At that meeting, we were informed that New Windsor Main Street resurfacing is on the schedule. So all my constituents out there in New Windsor, we are going to do everything we can once the utilities are restored on the street and the roads torn up, that you will have a brand new street coming through. You are long overdue. As soon as I was elected, I went to New Windsor and met with Neil Roop and told him that it's important for us to pay attention to these little towns. New Windsor and Union Bridge are two of the smallest municipalities in the county, and they deserve my attention as commissioner, and I'm going to do everything I can. So a special thanks goes out to the Secretary of Transportation and his staff. Deputy Secretary Jim Ports is a longtime friend of mine, is helping us out, and paid attention as soon as I got elected. I said, this needs to be done. So thanks to them for that. Also gave the Secretary of Transportation a special thanks for fixing the intersection of Route 27 Ridge Road and Harrisonville-Gills Falls intersection. That intersection was tremendously dangerous. It's not far from my house. As a motorcycle rider, I had avoided that intersection because of how dangerous it was. So the Department of Transportation has worked hard and got that fixed for us, and now my constituents are far safer now passing through the intersection since they made the investment. So once again, the people in the Hogan administration are paying attention to little old Carroll County, ensuring that we have safe streets. Also, on the 29th of August at 1:30, the Carroll County Board of Commissioners will be meeting with our General Assembly delegation representatives, our senators and delegates, hopefully not only from Carroll County, but our adjacent district representatives and the delegation from Frederick and Howard County will be there as well. At that meeting, we will be discussing proposed legislation that we as Carroll County citizens would like to see put through the next General Assembly session. I am interested in trying to solve the gerrymandering conundrum that has been facing our state and the abuse that takes place in our small county, especially as a Republican county in a Democrat-controlled state. We do not receive proper representation both the congressional level and the state legislative level at the General Assembly. So what I have proposed is for a delegation to create and submit a Maryland State Constitutional Amendment, which would change the way we draw our districts. I am proposing a citizen redistricting convention which would be composed of 188 citizens elected by county delegations, so that every single county in the state of Maryland would elect a delegation based upon its population, who would convene at a convention after the census every 10 years, and their sole purpose would be to vote on the congressional districts and the General Assembly districts, and that anyone who holds public office in Congress or the General Assembly or works as a staffer in those institutions would be restricted from serving on that convention. The best thing we could do is take the overall state population after the census, divide it by 188, and then divide that figure into the population of each county. And that would determine how many citizens would be elected as a delegation representatives for that county. Right now, if that number was, that formula was used, Carroll County would have 5 delegates to go to this convention. And those delegates could partake in the debate on how our districts are drawn. Larger counties, such as Montgomery County, would potentially have 20 theoretically delegates, but each county would have 1 vote on the congressional districts and 1 vote on the General Assembly districts. Unless there was a tie, then you could take votes by individual delegates. The theme ever since I ran for this commissioner this last season was empower the people, and this would empower the people. The citizens of Maryland should be drawing the districts for our politicians, not the politicians drawing their districts. And since every political subdivision of the state, all the 23 counties in Baltimore City would have delegations, it would eliminate gerrymandering from taking place. I think this is what the United States Supreme Court has been looking for at a state level since they threw out the gerrymandering case, which was a sister case recently to one I had filed against the state of Maryland, and threw it back into the laps of the state legislative bodies. I believe that this system of having a citizen redistricting convention would ensure that gerrymandering does not take place in our legislative process, and prohibiting elected officials from being part of that process would be great. We could have a nonpartisan ballot election every 10 years, so the top 5 vote getters in the theoretical election in Carroll County would be on nonpartisan ballots. So when you go to vote, you wouldn't know if someone's a Democrat, Republican, or unaffiliate, but the top 5 vote getters would be our representatives into the convention. I hope this will take place and get the support of the delegation and be historical. We also will have on September 5th a joint meeting with our Board of Education. Education makes up 50% of our budget, so this dialogue between us as commissioners and the Board of Education is going to be fantastic to plan ahead and develop what we will do in the future for the financing of our students, especially with the Curwen Commission around the corner from us. That joint conference is paramount in us being successful with addressing the needs in the future. Thank you very much. Have a wonderful day.